Hey everybody, it's your girl Aromoix Rose and we are in the Goddess Lounge. It is a beautiful Sunday in Detroit, Michigan, and it is a beautiful Father's Day. So for all the fathers out there grilling, all of the fathers out there hanging out with their kids, having fun, happy Father's Day. Today is solely about you, the father. And I hope you have a phenomenal experience on today with your friends, loved ones, and family. Down to the order of business. You guys, how are you? Really, how are you? I want to know what's going on this week. I want to know where you're at, if you've been journaling, if you've been practicing and applying self-love. So if you have, hit me up on Instagram at AramoixRose, AramoixRose. Once again, AramoixRose. All right, so I didn't really have a topic for today, honestly, just thoughts and affirmations that I wanted to pour into our men. I honestly feel like in 2018, women, we have turned we just bash men really, really bad. We really do. And the thing about it is most of us who do it have been hurt, scarred, or deceived in some type of way, which I overstand. And on so many levels, I overstand. But how will we ever change what's happening within the Black family, within Black relationships, within relationships, period, if we don't speak positivity, love, affirmation, and just give good vibes? So what I want to do is something a little different, and simply I'm going to use my husband as an example. Not only is he the father of my children, but he has blessed me with two beautiful bonus sons, and he is just an overall really, really, really great individual. You know, none of us are perfect. We all have our flaws. But a person who can see their flaws and make a conscious choice to do better and to become better for themselves, not even for who's around them, but themselves, to me, is a person who deserves so much. So to all of you who have that special man in your life, whether they are the father of your children, friend, whether they're a father or not, this runs deeper than just being a father. We're going to speak some positivity into them today. So, men, this is for you. You are enough. You are a divine replica of love. You are affection. You are change. You are transition. You are phenomenal. You are upbeat and lively, but you are strong. You are a breath of fresh air. You are more than a conqueror. Your faith is amazing. The words you speak have so much power. Your presence is so intoxicating. You are creative and witty. You are highly intelligent. You are the definition of feel good. You are bright. You are peace. You are joy. You are love. You are here with purpose. You have everything you need to accomplish whatever it is you desire. You are enough. There is nothing holding you down. That is illusion. You have the keys to your own ability to manifest the reality you desire for yourself. You are father, friend, comfort. You are brother. You are cousin. You are protector, provider, lover. You are so many things at once. And today I say to you, thank you for being all of that and more. Thank you for being the disciplinarian in the household, the provider. Thank you for being the one who comes in and shifts the energy in the right direction. Thank you for still continuing to stand up and fight for your right to live as you should. thank you for reminding us that we are goddesses and we are queens and we are mothers and we are examples to our daughters. Thank you for teaching us how to love past the heartbreak, how to love unconditionally. Thank you for not giving up on us, even in the moments you really, really wanted to. Thank you for being you, flaws and all of the beautiful imperfections. You are beautifully flawed. You are divinely created and put together to do beautiful things. You are confident. You are humble. You are amazing. And the divine is so present within you that you can't help but do anything but shine. And although that may intimidate others who don't understand why we glitter like gold in the sun, trust, you are magnificent. Trust, you are safe. Trust that you are beautiful and that it is okay to be vulnerable, to be open. It is okay to cry and wipe your tears and keep going. It is okay to decide that you are going to change your mind. With that being said, continue to choose differently. Continue to study and read and make choices that elevate your consciousness on a daily. Continue to pray. Continue to have faith. Continue to not give up. Continue to fight. Continue to live. Continue to be exactly who you are. Understand that any improvements you make, it's solely about you. We just so happen to benefit from whatever decisions and in some cases pay the consequences. But even in that, we still extend our deepest gratitude because we learn a lesson. And that lesson is a life lesson that we carry with us until the end of time. You men out there are trying. I see you. You're trying. But don't give up just yet. And the moments that it gets hard, that's when you push the hardest. And the moments where it's confusion and chaos, that's when you literally go to your sacred place and you seek your peace. And peace is truly within, not within other people. Men, you guys have so much power in numbers. And presence, there's an aura about you that just symbolizes strength. And while some may be intimidated by it, know that your queens are not. And we stand with you in solidarity. And we uplift you because we know that you are amazing and will do amazing things. And I speak into your life today that everything you touch will turn to gold. Everything you dream of will come to pass. And everything you desire to be, you are right now. With every breath that you take, please note that you are enough. You are enough. No longer, ladies, will we talk down to our men. Will we belittle them and make them feel less than. I myself have been guilty of it. No longer will we tear them apart. Where we judge them by what they got in their pockets, but not judge them by what they got in their heart. No longer will we criticize and pick them apart and point to the opposite race as an example of what they should be or shouldn't be. But we will give you space to allow you to be exactly who you are. And we will meet. And we will hold your hand. And we will look you in your eyes and tell you, not only do we love you and appreciate you and everything you stand for, but we love you for exactly who you are. Change is a personal choice. We are just here to aid you in the journey. Let's respect one another. Let's respect our kings. Let's love on one another. Let's operate in integrity. Let's be consistent. If there's a problem, we don't need to raise our voices. We don't need to be belligerent. It is okay to find a sacred space, hold hands, and sit down and talk it out. Women, queens, goddesses, our gods, our kings, our men need us. And if every time things get hard, we're running away and we're throwing in the towel, we will never, ever experience what it is we claim we want, nor will they ever get to where it is they're trying to go. The men may be the head, but surely we are the neck. And there is no direction they can turn without us holding their head up. So in order for them to see clearly, we have to be strong. Let us work on ourselves individually so that when we all come together as a collective, we can really make magic happen. Once again, to all of the fathers, happy Father's Day. Enjoy this day. Take time and reflect. Look in the mirror and acknowledge, what do you see when you look into your own eyes? You're not broken. You don't need to be fixed. Just look within and remember who you are and whose you are. We love you and we appreciate you. And know that we are rooting for you. Even in the moments where anger and hurt may take place, underlying all of that, we are still rooting for you. Ladies, practice this week. Loving in spite of. We have a natural ability to be some of the pettiest creatures you have ever met. But what happens when we operate on a different level? What happens when we say, you know what? I'm going to be the bigger person. You know what? It's okay. Clearly we're misunderstanding each other. Let's come back to that at a later time. We are not oppressed. We are not oppressed by our own men. They're not oppressing us. The oppression happened to all of us at the same time many, many years ago. Keep that in mind. They suffered just like we suffered. And it is our job to heal ourselves. And then once we heal ourselves, we got to heal one another. We have to. It is solely up to us. So, with that being said, seriously, enjoy your Father's Day. This week, let's shed some love on the men. I want to see memes and posts supporting our Black kings all week. All week. Tag me in it. At @aramoixrose. @aramoixrose. What do you see when you look in your king's eyes? I see beauty. I see peace, I see strength, I see consistency, and most importantly, I see love. I don't know about you, but I think those qualities are worth fighting for. Give Caesar what belongs to Caesar, or as my grandfather would say, respect the man, respect. I love you guys. Peace, love, light unto you all. And enjoy this beautiful Sunday. It's been real. I'm out.